If I may just declare the meeting open and start by acknowledging the Quandamooka people who are the traditional custodians of the land in which we meet this morning, and also like to pay respect to their elders past and present and extend that respect to other Indigenous Australians who are present, and recognise that we are embarking on Reconciliation Week, and I suppose that's a particular mention in regards to our Quandamooka people. Public conduct at meeting, as required under the Standing Orders, Section 32. Message for the members of the public present at the meeting that not without the prior approval of the chairperson, make any audio or video recording or take any photographs, remain quiet and not disrupt the meeting in any way, not bring into the meeting any signs, placards or items that may cause a hazard or interfere with any person present, be suitably dressed and turn all mobile devices to silent mode and leave the meeting to take any calls. As chairperson, it is my responsibility to warn a member of the public present at a meeting who is not complying with any of these requirements that I may, with or without such notice, require the person to leave the meeting and not return for a period as decided by the chairperson, and that may include future meetings. Leave of absence. We do have an apology today from Councillor Mitchell, who has some family obligations with his partner not having surgery. So if I could just please have a mover and seconder that we accept that apology. Moved Councillor Bishop, seconded Councillor Gleeson. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried. Thank you. Taking us on to devotional segment. Love to welcome back Jim DeWitt from the Redlands Christian Reformed Church to lead council in a brief devotional segment. Over to you.
Thank you. Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning and to spend some time opening this meeting. I got the phone call yesterday to remind me that I had to be here, and I'm really thankful that council do that now rather than relying on ourselves. But then you wake up in the morning and think, what am I going to wear? What's appropriate dress? Is it too formal? Would I stand out? Do my clothes match? Or do I have to check with my wife first before I leave the house, which I generally do? But I just thought, all of us do that, don't we? Before we leave home, we check what we're wearing. We make sure that we don't check with my wife, but you might check with someone else about the appropriateness of what you're wearing, the function that you're going to. And we're careful about that. We do dress. Like, it's not as though you get up in the morning and you just leave the house with nothing on. You wouldn't get very far. You wouldn't even make it to a meeting like this. So we're careful about how we dress. I just was reflecting then on a passage of scripture that talks about the way we dress ourselves in character. So do we think about how we come in character when we come to a meeting, when we go to a certain place, what we're actually wear as that people will see in our nature and our personality? And because what we wear there then impacts the event that we're at. And in a meeting like this, it can affect the conduct that happens here, the way that you relate to one another and things like that. And this is the way Paul writes it in a letter that he's writing to a group of Christians. So he's talking specifically to Christians, but I think what he says here works for all of us. He starts by saying, therefore, as God's chosen people, and he says, clothe yourself. So he's saying, this is about character, clothing yourself with character. Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other. And he talks about forgiving, and then he says, over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So he's saying, if you take that sort of attitude to the interactions you have with people, they will notice it, and it will impact the time that you spend with those people. And I was just reflecting on that again this morning in the light of what's happened in Manchester in the UK. And you think, if these sorts of attitudes are there, then would somebody dress themselves with a backpack of explosives if that's what they want to do? Or would they dress themselves with these sorts of things of compassion and kindness and gentleness and patience and love? And if they were to do that, would we have events like Manchester? And it also makes you realise how blessed and fortunate we are here. In the Redlands particularly, with peace and unity, within the city. And it's our prayer as churches that that peace and unity continues. And we'll have disagreements. Love doesn't say that you don't have disagreements, but you can agree to disagree and you can work through things together if you have this type of attitude. And so it's our prayer that as a council you would have that attitude, and that we as members of the Redlands who interact with councillors have that sort of attitude as well. So let me lead you in prayer too. Lord, this morning we thank you for Redlands City Council. We thank you for the councillors who have committed to leading us, are committed to serving us, and to be a blessing to us as they look out for what's best for the Redlands City and its people. We pray that you give them wisdom. Lord, we pray that they may clothe themselves with the right kind of attitude that brings about a sense of unity. Paul also writes that as far as it depends on each of us to live in peace with one another. And we pray that that will be evident in this council meeting and in this city. Lord, we thank you for the peace that we do have here, and it reminds us of the blessing that is. When we think of the events that have happened in Manchester, Lord, where peace hasn't reigned, where there is pain and there's suffering, we pray for those families who are suffering now, Lord. We pray that they'll be comforted. We pray that they'll be supported. We pray that the love will be there for them. Lord, our hearts go out to them. But we pray again, Lord, in this meeting, that our hearts will be here for the people of the Redlands. We pray for your blessing on this meeting in Jesus' name. Amen.
Reverend, if I could just, before you leave us, just on behalf of Redlands City Council and also the local disaster management group, thank you for the work that you're doing with us. From a recovery perspective this morning, I opened up a training session for a number of chaplains who will work closely with our local disaster management group, and it's more appropriate today than ever after what we've experienced in Manchester to realise that once the headlines start to fade away about the disaster and man-made disaster that we saw over there, that there are still lots of lives that need to be mended, and without the assistance of chaplaincy in our city or other cities, it would be very difficult. So I think it's just appropriate at this time to thank you and your leadership and the fellowship for what they do, helping us do what we have to do in protecting our city. So thank you. If you could take that back, that would be great. Thank you. I haven't been advised of any recognitions of achievement, councillors. Receipt and confirmation of minutes for the meeting of the 10th of May 2017. Can we have a mover and a second? A move, Councillor Gleeson. Seconded, Councillor Edwards. Any items of correctness? There being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Thank you, councillors. Matters outstanding from previous minutes, general meeting, there are none. I haven't been advised of any public participation this morning unless there's someone in the gallery that would like to address council on local government issues. I'm not looking at you, Kay, it's okay. It's all good. There being none, in that case, we'll... You weren't changing your mind then, were you? Okay, all right. I have been advised this morning we have a couple of petitions. I might start with the petitions if I could, Councillor Bishop. Councillor Boglari and Councillor Golay.
Thank you. A couple of times a year I go to Redlands College, and the students there have a subject on planning, and they're very, very involved, and we get a lot of feedback from them. And some of these students collected a petition from residents requesting on the first Friday night of each month that an outdoor cinema is provided at the Wellington Point Recreation Reserve for the members of their community. So I would like to move that the petition is of an operational nature and be received and referred to the Chief Executive Officer for consideration.
So moved by Councillor Bishop. Any comments, Councillor?
No, it's just such a fantastic program that Redlands College have, and our actual officers come out with me now to help me with their questions, because over the years they've become quite in-depth, and I actually ask them to go home and educate their parents. It's phenomenal, and they actually understood the city plan process and everything, so it's great to see the college not only teaching them, you know, the reading, writing and arithmetic, but these life skills, and their actual feedback that I've got over the last few years has actually gone into the design of some of the new infrastructure which has just been put into 3 Paddocks Park. So it's been great for the students to actually see their contribution working in their community. Thank you.
I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Borglari, was that just the one you had? Councillor Golay?
Thanks, Madam Chair. Yes, this has just been delivered to my desk. So I'd like to move the petition from residents requesting Council reverse its decision to cease operational funding for the Donald Simpson Community Centre from June 2018 and restore the funding to its previous level. The petition is here from residents.
What's your motion, Councillor?
The proposed motion is that the petition is of an operational nature and be received and referred to the Chief Executive Officer for consideration.
So moved by Councillor Golay, seconded Councillor Bishop. Those in favour? Those against? Motion's carried. Thank you, Councillor. Moving on to order of business. Sorry, Councillor Bishop, you have a presentation. Sorry. I do apologise.
That's okay. You don't need to apologise. The world's been waiting weeks for me to get this together. A few weeks ago, thank you, Madam Mayor, I was delighted to attend the inaugural National Integrity 2017 conference, which was hosted by Griffith University Centre for Governance and Public Policy, and also Transparency International, which is a global coalition against corruption. As an elected public official, like many of us, I'm increasingly interested in the nexus between civil society, commercial business and community engagement. So National Integrity 2017 brought together more than 150 people from across Australia, including key leaders from the Australian public and private sectors, the focus being to strengthen Australia's systems of integrity, accountability and anti-corruption. The conference saw critical representatives from Australian government, integrity agencies, academic institutions, major business, advance the nation's thinking around key themes: national integrity, deferred prosecution agreements, whistleblowing and anti-corruption agency reforms. These topics are critical areas for Australia during the next 12 to 24 months, and the conference conveners, who were Anthony Wheely from QC, Chair of Transparency International Australia, and AJ Brown, who's a Professor of Public Policy and Law at Griffith University, they expect to see some legislative reform arising from the shared discussion over these next 12 to 24 months. The conference was prefaced by a presentation and the launch of a document called People and Corruption, Asia Pacific Survey 2017 Transparency International Global Corruption Barometer, by the Chair of Transparency International Indonesia, Natalia Sobayo. Her research made it quite clear that Australia's corruption in the world context is much less of a problem than in other parts of the world, where things like mafia and all sorts of exploitation and lack of access to democratic processes are in place. And while that was an ongoing theme that was reflected, that Australia is a good place, it was also very apparent that within Australia and other Western democratic nations, that community faith in elected officials is decreasing significantly. And so it was noticed that this is happening at a time also when increasingly complex and challenging partnerships between government and business are occurring, not just in Australia but internationally. And some partnerships that are with nations that sometimes don't have the scrutiny and integrity that our system does have. So it could expose potential future discussions and negotiations between Australia and international agencies in a perilous situation. So it became clear that Corruption is an issue that can significantly undermine public confidence in business and in government, and it can lead to devastating consequences. However, and this was what was quite exciting, when all the levels of government, including obviously the executive, judiciary and legislature, and business, sorry, I'm just getting a nice bit of interference here from my digital world. So when executive, judiciary and legislature, when business, civil society, the media, law enforcement agencies, ombudsmen, audit institutions, electoral management bodies and political parties all share a common agreement that the best way to increase public confidence is to move towards more integrity and away from corruption, it creates processes that save us time, money, energy and resources. So I would like to present a list of the presentations that were available through the conference and just encourage us all to pay attention to those things going forward. I welcome very much the work that's going to be happening over the next 12 to 24 months from the Griffith University and also the people who are part of Integrity International. And there were four working discussion papers. One was looking at a federal anti-corruption agency for Australia, second one looking at strategic approaches for corruption prevention, third looking at measuring anti-corruption effectiveness, and fourth, Australia's integrity system, is it more than just the sum of its parts? So I'll present that to the executive for consideration. It was a tremendous thing to go and participate in, and I think everyone in society and certainly in elected official representatives all benefit from the sort of work that these sorts of institutions are doing. So it was tremendous to go and attend, and great to know that we're in a good place, but there's more work to be done. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bishop. Is there any motion to alter the order of business, councillors? Okay, there being none, just a quick reminder of your material personal interest and conflict of interest and your responsibilities under the Local Government Act 2009. Councillors, you have a summary of all of those responsibilities with your agenda. Moving on to the reports to Council, we have 11.1.1, which is the April 2017 monthly financial report. Councillor Boglari, would you like to move that?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to move the officer's recommendation for agenda item 11.1.1 that Council resolves to note the financial position, results and ratios for April 2017 as presented in the attached monthly financial report.
So moved by Councillor Boglari, seconded by Councillor Edwards. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Boglari?
Thank you. Finance, I just wrote a bit because our finance department really is what keeps us running. If they're not doing their job, Council's in a little bit of trouble. So finance is a busy department always, but especially at this time of year with the end of the financial year fast approaching. Council is busily preparing for the upcoming budget of 2017-18, while also on the 10th of May, Council adopted its final budget review for 16-17, which may address variances in the April's financials. As the business has more information at this time of year, it can better reflect the delivery of operational and capital works and reflect the growth in the city on revenue streams and expenditures. Of note, Council adopted a final budget that improved the operating deficit position from $7.4 million to $3.8 million. As part of the 16-17 year and in line with accounting standards, Council is working through a process to comprehensively value our water and wastewater assets. This ensures the assets are recorded correctly on Council's balance sheet and the depreciation expense is as accurate as possible. The outcome of this asset revaluation will not flow through until after the end of financial year, as it is effective on the 30th of June 2017. Our new strategy is being developed for the previous canal and lakes levy, which are temporarily suspended for 16-17, and Council is also working with an external contractor to refund unspent monies in the reserve. Council, as at the time of this monthly financial report, had cash balances of $155.5 million, with 68% contained in reserves, with an operating surplus of $6.2 million, which is partially due to the last Q4 rate run for the year. The final budget review changes will be reflected in the May and June monthly reports. Councillors had questions from the report on page 14 concerning the number of staff, which the CFO and HR group answered yesterday, and the increase in staff was 7 full-time equivalents since February. And I just want to, if councillors have any further questions, the officers are here this morning to answer them.
Any speakers against? Any comments? There being none? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. Item 11.2.1, decisions made under delegated authority. Councillor Elliott, you happy to move that?
As usual. I was on the Oakland Street one.
Okay, jumping the gun. I think you got a couple more items before
sorry
that.
Sorry about that.
We know you're excited.
You shouldn't give me these, Jeff. 11.2.1, decision made under delegated authority, category 1, 2, and 3 development applications. Wish to recommend the officer's recommendation.
Move Councillor Elliott, seconded Councillor Golay. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Elliott?
No, it's straightforward.
Any other questions or comments, councillors? There being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. On to the next item, Councillor Elliott, which is 11.2.2.
11.2.2, Planning Environment Court Matters as per the 10th of May. Recommended the report be noted.
Move Councillor Elliott, seconded Councillor Golay. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Elliott?
Only to note, Mayor, that Cleveland Power has appealed Council's refusal on its extension. That's all.
Any other questions or comments, councillors? There being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. There are no mayoral minutes or notices of motion, so we have got a closed session. Now, I've double-checked that we want to go into closed session. I think there are some items there that you would want some discussion on, just to be sure, no? I don't see it being a problem, councillor, so I think we took that advice yesterday. Okay, so would you like to then move item 6 before we go into closed session, move item 16.1.1? Before you do that, I'll just double check with Peter Kelly that there's no problems with that, because he wasn't in the room, we had that question. There's no commercial and confidence elements in that report. Okay, all right, over to you, Councillor Elliott.
Thanks, Ben. Item 16.1.1, funding options for Redlands Investment Corporation, Oakland Street Development. Move the officer's recommendation of option 1 be accepted.
Move Councillor Elliott, seconded Councillor Hughes. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Elliott?
Thanks, Mayor. This is a simple one. This is Redlands Investment Corporation, the community would well know by now, is an arm of Redlands City Council. Gives us council more flexibility to work in the commercial space. We're bounded by a lot of red tape and we try and reduce that as much as we can. But certainly this is just an internal loan. The details are in the report to fund the development of 13 quality townhouses at 19 to 11 Oakland Street. I would remind the community, this is not a park, this is nothing else. This is a medium density site in a stone's throw from the shopping centre at Alexandra Hills. There's medium density either side of the establishment where they're going to go. I understand it's commencing this week or early next week, the demolition of the old Oakland's Childcare Centre. So this is timely in the this loan that we can get on with this, and I look forward to those funds coming back to the community in good time. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Elliott. Speakers against? There being none, I'll put the motion. Unless there's any other comments, put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Was that in favour, Councillor? The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you. Okay, councillors, I think, do we need to move into confidential now? I've got a mover and second that we go into closed session. Move Councillor Elliott, seconded Councillor Gleeson. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Kay. Thanks, Tom. See. I'll just wait for the... All good, Liz? Right, we're out of confidential now. Item 16.2.1 is moved by Councillor, as amended on the screen. Moved by Councillor Tolte, seconded by Councillor Gleeson. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Those in favour? Councillor Tolte, Hughes, Edwards, Golay, Williams, Gleeson. That was... Is that a casting vote? I'm just checking. 1, 2, 3, 4. No. Okay. Item... Did you get all those? Do it again? Yeah. Oh, those against? Councillor Bishop, Elliott, Hewlett and Boglari. Item 16.3.1, moved by Councillor Tolte, seconded by Councillor Golay. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Item 16.3.2, moved by Councillor Tolte, seconded by Councillor Hughes. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. Meeting's closed at 11:32.